Olivier Vernon joining us now live in studio, the Dolphin defensive end in his second year out of the University of Miami. OV, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it. How was practice in the rain today? How about that?
Very wet, man.
It's a good word. That's a good way to describe it, I guess. That's the big thing everybody wants to talk about, is that they practiced outside in the rain. But obviously, you're getting ready for a very good football team. You're getting ready for a very good offense. They get Gronkowski back last week. Brady targets him, I think, 64 times in the game, I think it was.
65, I think.
65, okay.
Another ball.
He targeted him a lot last year. What have we seen from this year's Patriots on film? Because I think to a lot of people on the outside, at least, they look a little bit different now after losing some pieces, I guess.
Yeah, you know, they lost a lot of guys in the offseason. But, you know, they're still winning big games. And they still, beating guys with different personnel matchups. And, they still got a big target. Gronkowski, he's back. And like you said, you know, he was hit a lot of times. So that's one guy we know, you know, is going to be his main target coming into this game up in New England. So, you know, we just got to, match up well against these guys and, you know, play well.
Olivier, this will be your third time facing the Patriots, second time going up to Gillette Stadium up there. Last time you guys went up there, last game of last year, it didn't go very well. But this seems to be a completely different Patriots ball club, particularly on the offensive side of the ball. When you look at them on offense, where do you think they're vulnerable and you guys can attack them with what may be the number one asset on this team, the defensive line?
I would say, you know, just putting a lot of pressure on Tom Brady. You know, just throwing him off his game. Seeing the previous games, a lot of guys, you know, getting pressure on them. You know, they've given up 20 sacks this season. So, you know, as long as we can put pressure on Tom Brady and, you know, force him into making error throws, you know, it's going to put our defense in good position and our offense as well.
OV, I know you were surprised at the fact that you're leading the Miami Dolphins in sacks. But what is the difference between last year's OV and this year's OV? I know last year's OV was a pass rush specialist, but what is the difference between the two players?
I would just say my technique. That's one thing I was working on last year, and bringing my technique into the games. Learning from the guys, you know, Cam Wade, Paul Soley, Randy Starks, J.O., you know, them guys, just looking at them practice and, you know, looking at their technique, you know, the fundamentals. And, that's just helped me grow a lot more and just trying to get better.
Are you at the point yet, and Olivier Vernon is here, where you're now helping out some of the younger guys because you get Dion coming in this year, you and Shelby kind of going through everything together. Are you at all part of the leadership group yet, you know, as far as helping out some of the other guys?
I'm pretty much trying to – I'll tell Dion, you know, the things that I had to learn my first year, you know, just shed him some of the knowledge that I gained my first year and just continue to grow. And, he's coming along really well. He's making big plays out there. So, you know, the whole D-line, we just got to, make things happen this weekend.
But you're in a unique position where a few weeks ago you were scouting a guy and facing him and having to try to figure out how to defeat him, and now he's in your locker room. I'm talking about Brian McKinney. What kind of what does he bring to the table, and how can he help this offensive line, in your opinion?
He's a big guy. We're just sizing up the whole O-line, and he makes Richie Incognito look like a little kid out
Rubble,
there.
Huh?
Yeah, so, great addition to the O-line. Pretty much, hey, if the coaches see that he can help the team out, man, it's a plus. So, kudos.
Does that make it more difficult if you were going to face – you in that situation, they brought in Eugene Monroe and you weren't sure who you were going to face, Brian or Eugene. Did it make your preparation for that week leading up to that game more difficult, or did it change anything for you whatsoever?
Nah, not really. I mean, I faced Monroe back in preseason when we played the Jaguars. So, I wouldn't say it was difficult in any way.
Yeah, Ovi, one thing about it is – I know you guys are coming off a bye and you're coming off a Buffalo loss, but how important is it to get some of your guys back healthy, you know, starting with Demetrius Patterson and Cam Wake? We know he's still bothered by that knee a little bit, but day to day he seems to be getting back to the old Cam. So how important is it to get all of your guys back healthy for this this later part of the season for this run?
It's really important. You know, we got a lot of division games up now. And, those are must-win games. And, you know, the better, you know, we have our defense and our offense healthy and, you know, all our guys and all centers, you know, the better as a team we're going to be. So it'll be really important.
Olivier Vernon is here. Some fan questions coming in from the live chat at Dolphins.com. Rob wants to know if the guys in the locker room are looking at this as a must-win game on Sunday against the New England Patriots.
You know, we look at every game as a must-win game, you know, when we step out on that field on Sunday. So we're just treating it like every other game that we've been treating it so on since the beginning of the season, since the Cleveland game.
All right, here's another one. It comes from FinFan71. He wants to talk about the rotation on the defensive line, guys coming in, guys coming out. And he wants to know, you know, how is it, you know, kind of versus keeping yourself fresh and keeping guys fresh versus, you know, getting in a rhythm or maybe, you know, getting out of a rhythm when you got to come out of the game. Do you like the rotation, and how does it work to benefit you, I guess, on Sundays?
You know, it keeps the guys fresh. You know, having a lot of depth on the D-line, it keeps a lot of guys fresh. You know, especially, you know, there's a lot of plays out there, man. You don't know how many plays you're going to get sometimes. So, you know, that rotation helps you keep fresh on third downs when you need to get, you know, back there and put pressure on that quarterback.
Are you ever able to go to the coach, Tracy Rogers, and tell him, you know what, I got this guy. I know we're in a rotation, but I'm in his head, or I feel really good about it. I've set him up in, you know, the first quarter, and now I got him a second quarter, but it's your time to come out of the game. Are you able as a starter to be able to say, give me one more series or a couple more plays, I think I can make something happen?
You know, that'd be up the case. I don't think I'm there to even say that yet, but, you know, it depends on how he feels, how I'm working him. If I'm working him good and he sees that I'm, you know, getting inside his head or beating him, then he'll just keep me in there.
All right, good stuff. Olivier Vernon, nice start to the season, certainly. Second year looking like big things coming. Appreciate it. Thanks for the time, and have a good one on Sunday.
All right, thanks for having me.